This episode brought to you by Not Being Good at Things. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Screen Test Summer. It's our final episode of the Screen Test Summer series for this year. We have a break next week, so no new episode next week. But then, the following week, beginning in August, we are back for our usually or regularly scheduled program. Is that what they used to say on TV? I don't know. Everything's streaming now, so what's it matter? Again, no Aaron today, but we are deep diving into the past, into the world of Real Movie Talk, which is, again, the podcast that Aaron and I did before Screen Test, and bringing you some things that maybe you haven't heard before, or it's been so long, because we've been podcasting since 2017, that you have forgotten. When I was putting this episode together and thinking through what have we done in the past that I would like to highlight, there's only one thing that comes to mind, and it's kind of intensified with our last Screen Test Summer episode where Aaron did so good at the Unasked Singer episodes, and that is Aaron's failure at games. So I've pulled two episodes from way early into the Real Movie Talk days before we hit trip digits, so before episode 100. So these are pretty old episodes, but they still hold true today, in the fact that Aaron is not that great at games, and it just makes me so happy. So without further ado, let's just listen to Aaron flounder himself through two games. And if you listen through those and make it to the end, I'll give you a little sneak preview on what we will be looking at that first week of August. We'll be doing a movie breakdown, and it's one that you do not want to miss. So listen to this episode, listen to Aaron flounder, listen to just the pure joy in my voice as I listen to him fail, and then listen to a special preview of what August holds. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Gins herself, has a cameo.
Nobody has ever called her this, but sure.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg has a cameo in the Lego Movie 2.
Yeah.
I'm not just being lazy. That's the actual title of the movie.
Yeah.
We talk about cameos a lot on this show. Bill Murray in Zombieland. Fantastic. Awesome. David Bowie in Zoolander.
Awesome.
Fine. Elton John in Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
Not good. Not good.
Why? So I wanted to know, are you a cameo pro? Or will this game bring you shame?
Oh, gosh. This is a cameo game I gotta play?
We're gonna find out as we play. Hey, you don't belong here.
Gosh, this one's gonna be tough. This one is gonna be tough.
You have to get 8 right, and we have 12.
That's brutal, man.
It's a little over half.
All right.
And we'll, if it's not going our way, we'll just change the rules later. All right. So you ready for this?
I would like to know where the source of this game came from. Were you just sitting there thinking like cameos? Let's make a game.
Yeah. I thought I only have 3 pieces of news. This last piece of news has to do with a cameo. Cameo game. Gosh.
All right. That's Let's see how I do.
All right. See, they are multiple choice. I did not think of any lifelines.
I won't need them, Chaz.
Yeah. I mean, 4 choices is a pretty much a lifeline anyway.
What always happens in these games is I always get so
you
much flack after that.
Out of it
well,
too.
Yes. And then what ends up happening is somebody after is like, how did you not know that? You're an idiot. So I get it. All right. I'm not going to be perfect at this, and just chill out.
Or, right, what do you or don't. Come no,
just,
hard.
Just stop it.
All right. Question 1.
All right.
Dum, 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 dum.
Oh.
The lights turned down.
Yeah.
I think it just burned out.
That's crazy.
Which Ocean's 8 heistress had a mostly covered up cameo in Hot Fuzz?
Mostly covered up cameo in Hot Fuzz. And I love Hot Fuzz.
Okay.
I don't know the covered up, what that means, but go ahead and give me some multiple choice here.
Was it A, Kate Blanchett, B, Sandra Bullock, C, Sarah Paulson,
or D, Rihanna?
I don't know.
Oh.
Well, this is tough. So, all right. If she's covered up, I'm imagining it means she's in a hood.
Okay. Which one of those are most likely to wear a hood?
So, here's where I think you might be just a little off on this.
Okay. Uh-oh.
You might be really kind of making this a little bit easier than it needs to be. And this is me guessing, because if I'm wrong, then I'm like, wow, I sound like an idiot. But that movie's, that movie's British.
Yes.
So I'm going to assume this character is British in real life.
This character is British in real life.
Is a character who is also British in real life.
Okay.
I'm going to guess this is Cate Blanchett, right?
Cate Blanchett, yeah.
Let's see.
Number one had to be the easiest one.
You made that really... And that was actually pretty hard because I don't recall anybody really being covered up in it.
So she is wearing a full hazmat suit and mask. All you can see are her eyes.
Okay. So she's in a hazmat suit.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's really weird.
Good job.
What a weird cameo.
Oh, they get weirder.
I'm sure.
Question two. You're one for one. You're batting at that.
I know. I'm crushing it.
Matt Damon has made an appearance in many films.
Yes.
Including Thor Ragnarok. And
yep.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Mm-hmm.
But which of these films does not feature the cameo king? A, Euro Trip. B, Deadpool 2. C, Austin Powers Goldmember. Or D, Unsane.
Oh my gosh. Because I feel like two of these could be it.
Okay. Do you know that he's in any of these for sure?
Yes, okay. I do know for sure. Like I can knock off a couple... man, this is brutal. I'm going, though, I feel like it just has to be the stupid iPhone movie. I'm going to say Unsane. He is not a cameo in that.
All right. That is incorrect.
Oh, he is in that movie?
He is Unsane, not even Unsane.
I should have known that, actually, because that's... Is that a Soderbergh film?
Yes.
It's a Soderbergh film. Yes. I should have known that.
Should have guessed that.
Dang it, because he's been in Soderbergh films.
Yes.
Even though it's a stupid iPhone movie, I only know that movie because it was shot on an iPhone.
Yep.
It's the only reason that movie has any kind of like notoriety at all.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
So what was the movie?
It is Austin Powers Goldmember.
That was literally one that I was almost positive he was in.
Tom Cruise is in that one. Kevin Spacey is in that one.
The two that I was literally debating between was Eurotrip and Unsane. Because I was like, Eurotrip, that was so long ago.
Yep.
He probably was working his career up there. I don't think that would have been his movie.
Eurotrip, he was the guy who sang about sleeping with the main character's girlfriend. He ate skinhead, had all the tattoos, had the nose ring, tongue ring.
I do not really remember that.
Eyebrow ring.
I'm glad that you do.
I had to stop talking because question three I was giving you answers to.
Oh,
speaking of Austin Powers Goldmember, the opening scene has cameos galore. Who's not in it?
Oh, this is so brutal. Give me the names.
A, Tom Cruise. B, John Travolta. C, Gwyneth Paltrow. Or D, Richard Gere.
Gosh, man, these are brutal.
This may be my favorite game that I've ever written.
These are brutal.
Yeah.
When was the last time I've seen this movie? When I was like 14?
2 days ago.
No.
You were in here watching it on your lunch break.
Ah, man. And so I got to remember this opening scene to a movie that came out.
I've already told you one of the choices.
Yes. All right. So great.
Yeah.
And then you gave me three that literally any one of them could be in it.
I'll also tell you Danny DeVito was in it.
That does
and Steven Spielberg.
I'm literally, and this is a shot in the dark. I'm going to go Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow is in it.
Gosh, darn it.
Richard Gere is not.
No, that's what I was going to go with. I was going to say Richard Gere because I was like, I don't think he was in that movie. This is brutal. This is brutal.
I feel like this next one's.
It better be Chaz.
You're coming back into the shallows with this one. Which Hollywood femme fatale put on a beard to be a pirate in Hook? You already know this, don't you?
No.
No?
No.
This is one of the most famous cameos of all time.
All right.
Was it Demi Moore? A, Demi Moore. B, Halle Berry. C, Glenn Close. Or D, Kathleen Turner?
I'm going to guess Glenn Close.
Glenn Close is correct.
Oh. It just, it seemed like something that I could see her in. Yeah. I do not recall this cameo. Again, it's been a long time since I've seen Hook. So, and at that time, maybe the last time that I saw Hook, all I could think of is Glenn Close was in 101 Dalmatians.
Yes.
That's it. That's the only thing I really know her in. So,
She's a femme fatale in Fatal Attraction.
Oh, yeah. Didn't know that.
All right, question five. This, you got to know this.
I'm going to try.
This is easy.
Is it?
Yes. Who was the rocker that took over an airplane to help Adam Sandler in The Wedding Singer? Was it A, David Bowie, B, Billy Idol, C, Steven Tyler, or D, Bret Michaels?
I don't remember.
Oh, no.
That is a great movie.
Yeah.
But that Chaz, we're picking some pretty old movies here. Can you pick something that's a little more recent that I might remember some cameos in?
I picked these because they are the all-time classics. All
right. Yeah, they are. Actually, these are actually good selections. These are the
classic cameos.
I'm not going to remember these. But I'm going to guess, just due to the theme of that movie, that it's Billy Idol.
It is Billy Idol.
Oh, my gosh. I know, like, everybody listening probably thinks I'm a genius, and it's because I am. And I just remember these things. I'm just playing dumb.
Went the other way with that one.
I'm playing dumb.
Question six. Uh-huh. While we're on the topic of music, which American music icon gave a very forgettable performance in Die Another Day? Was it A, Tina Turner, B, Cyndi Lauper, C, Cher, or D, Madonna?
Oh, my gosh.
You remember Die Another Day?
So, did they write the theme music in that one?
Maybe. Do you know who wrote the theme music for Die Another Day?
No.
Just offhand?
No, but like usually like...
right? Like Adele and yeah, Sam Smith?
Yeah. So, I'm trying to think as if was this... One, I'm glad that you said it was forgettable. It was so forgettable that all four of these, I'm again shot in the dark. I'm going to say Madonna.
It was Madonna. You are correct.
It wasn't really a shot in the dark. I knew that.
Listen, if you ever go hunting, put on a blindfold. Your shooting in the dark is perfect.
All I did there was kind of figure out time frame. Yeah. So like Die Another Day, Madonna was still kind of relevant. The others were not.
Right.
So that's why I went there.
Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. She's always relevant. Did she sing Time After Time?
I think so.
I think so.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I'm a big idiot if she doesn't. Okay. Although Ben Stiller stole the show in Dodgeball, a cameo from what celebrity kicked-eth?
Kicked-eth? What's kicked-eth, Chaz?
It is when you kick something, what but you're also that? In the Middle Ages.
Got it.
Which celebrity kicked this movie... up a notch. You already know?
No.
Okay. Was it A, and you'll understand the pun when I start reading.
I feel like I will, yes.
Was it A, Jean-Claude Van Damme, B, Chuck Norris, C, Steven Seagal, or D, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
So, did they kick in the movie?
No, they're just known for kicking things.
Okay.
All four of those guys, with the exception of maybe one.
Yeah.
He's known for shooting.
I would think the all-time legend, whatever it comes with anything with his legs, is going to be Jean-Claude Van Damme. So I'm going to guess him.
Do you remember him in this movie? Do you remember Dodgeball?
I remember that movie.
Okay.
Man, here's the thing, though. Cameos don't really register much.
Really?
They just really don't.
Okay.
I remember the movies. I remember the plots. I remember specific scenes. But the cameos themselves... occasionally I'll go, when I see it, and that's about it.
Mm.
I think the only ones that like were kind of pretty good that I can think of at least recently was the Thor Matt Damon one. That was funny because it was literally out of left field. Or the Deadpool 2
Brad Pitt
one.
Well, Matt Damon was also in Deadpool
2. Yes, he was. So those ones kind of stick out to me because they were funny. They were made to come out of left field. But anyway.
Well, let me set the scene for you.
Okay, hit me with it.
They are about to be disqualified, but it goes to the judges.
Yeah.
It comes down to one judge if they're getting kicked out or not. That judge allows them to play. Vince Vaughn looks at that judge and says, "Thank you." Does he say, "Thank you, Jean-Claude Van Damme"?
Yes.
Or does he say, thank you, Chuck Norris? It is Chuck Norris.
Darn it. so close.
Forever a good guy, Chuck Norris, except in that one Bruce Lee movie. Number 8, Anchorman.
All right. I'm up here.
Actually, Anchorman 1 and 2 featured cameos galore.
Yes.
Especially in the notorious fight scenes.
Yes.
But who has not appeared in any Anchorman movies? Right. Was it A, Jack Black, B, Kanye West, C, Harrison Ford, or D, Steve Martin? He's got to start resonating with you, my friend.
I love those movies. And those scenes are the best scenes. Yes. They're just the funniest scenes.
In the second one, it's the only good scene.
It is the only... I think that is actually true. In the second one, that might be the one scene that I like actually was loving.
Yeah.
And that's kind of about it. Because wasn't Will Smith even in that scene too?
Yep.
Out of nowhere.
I left him out.
You didn't even put him on there. Because that would be the one that I could eliminate in all of these.
Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Liam Neeson. All of them were in the second fight scene. Jim Carrey?
All right. I'm just going to... I'm going to say... did you have Steve Martin?
Jack Black, Kanye West, Harrison Ford, and yes, Steve Martin.
I'm going to guess Steve Martin.
It was Steve Martin. He was not in them. Harrison Ford turned into a were-hyena.
Okay. I kind of remember this.
Kanye West was the leader of the MTV news crew. Yeah. And Jack Black was not in a fight scene. He was riding a motorcycle down the street.
Yeah.
And he got hit in the face with a burrito.
Yeah, yeah.
And he punted the dog.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry to spoil the movie. He punts a dog.
Number 9. Oh, you got that right. Let me give you a point.
Give me my point, Chaz.
Not keeping you up to date with your points.
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm at. Did I win the game yet?
No.
Am I close?
No.
Am I going to win?
You can win.
Okay,
it's excellent. Still a possibility.
Perfect. Well, let's win this.
Question 9. In a cameo scene in Zombieland, we learn that even famous musicians can become zombies.
You are staring at me. It's a hairpiece.
I'm sorry. No, it was just that you look remarkably like Eddie Van Halen.
I just saw Eddie Van Halen.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where?
The Hollywood Bowl.
Man, how was it?
He's a zombie.
Oh, it's tough break.
But which famous musician appeared as a zombie in Shaun of the Dead?
Which famous musician?
You thought I was going to ask you who Bill Murray said was a zombie, didn't you? That's Eddie Van Halen, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I thought you were... Did you ever see... Was it Dawn of the Living Dead?
Oh, yes.
The Rodriguez... And don't they see like Burt Reynolds or something like that?
Somebody, yeah.
Something like that. Anyway.
But in Shaun of the Dead...
Yeah.
Do you see a zombified A, Elton John, B, Morrissey, C, Chris Martin, or D, James Blunt?
That is, I mean, I've probably seen Shaun of the Dead 15 times.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Your brains are beautiful.
Okay. Is that a hint?
That's James Blunt. No, that's just my James Blunt.
Okay. Well, that was good. But I was going to pick that answer because I thought that was the trick. I don't think it's Elton John.
Okay.
I don't think it's Chris Martin.
Okay. So you're down to James Blunt or Morrissey.
Well, I lied. I'm going with Elton John.
It is not Elton John. It's Chris Martin.
Gosh, man.
Coldplay.
I do not remember the scene. Where was the scene?
You have to be eagle-eyed to notice it. It doesn't point him out. He's just chasing them down the street.
Okay. Well, that's probably my issue because I'm like, I don't remember them ever talking about Chris Martin in this movie.
You've got this one. This one's golden.
All right.
In 1998... Everyone knew there was something about Mary, including Ben Stiller, Lee Evans, Chris Elliott, and what sports superstar?
Give me the list.
Okay. A, Brett Favre, B, Dan Marino, C, Troy Aikman, or D, Drew Bledsoe?
I'm just going to go with this one. But I don't know. I'm going to say Dan Marino.
Don't know this one?
I do not know this one.
Oh, man. It is not Dan Marino.
I'm thinking of...
This is the best game. You're thinking of Ace Ventura.
Yes, I am. That is literally what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking Ace Ventura, and I was like, well, he was in a comedy. Maybe he was in another one.
Brett Favre was in this movie.
Oh, my gosh. You knew that. No, this is... Now it's coming back to me.
Drew Bledsoe was not in this movie.
No, he was not. I don't think Drew Bledsoe's ever been in a movie. So.
Is he your goat?
No.
He's better than Brady.
No.
You can admit it.
All right. Move on, Chaz. No. Brady was also a cameo in some movies.
Who cares?
With a ton of tattoos and piercings.
What movie was this?
What was that other dumb?
Teletubbies.
No, it was a dumb Farley Brothers movie where the two guys were conjoined.
Oh, Stuck on You?
Stuck on You. He
was
in
Stuck on You?
Yes. Tom Brady is in Stuck on You. He's got like
Matt Damon movie.
Exactly.
And Greg Kinnear.
Gosh, that movie was awful. That movie was awful. But I've probably seen it a couple times.
Yeah.
It's not a good movie, though. Anyway, keep going.
Number 11. We've talked about Jay and Bob, or Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yep.
We'll do it a little bit more.
Nice.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back has more than the aforementioned Damon cameo, along with Ben Stiller. Which Star Wars alum made an appearance in this movie?
Okay. Hit me with it.
A. Billy Dee Williams. B. Peter Mayhew. C. Carrie Fisher. Or D. Mark Hamill. Do you know who Peter Mayhew is?
He's Chewbacca.
Yes. He's like 7 foot tall. No, he's like over 7 foot.
Yeah, he's really tall. I think Mark Hamill's in that movie. Is it Mark Hamill?
It is Mark Hamill.
Oh, yes. Oh. I won, right?
This is question 12. This is our last question. You have 6 points.
Okay.
So you had to get 8 points, so this last one is worth 2.
Oh, excellent.
It all comes down to this.
Excellent.
You either win in a blaze of glory.
I will.
Or you crash and burn.
I'm winning right now. Hit me with this very easy question.
Which famous musician helped the Ghostbusters crack down on phantom crime with a quick cameo in Ghostbusters 2? Was it A, Lionel Richie? B, Phil Collins? C, Bobby Brown? Or D, Bruce Springsteen?
Gosh.
For all the marbles.
Who was the first option?
Lionel Richie was A.
I do not remember this.
Who can you see with the Ghostbusters in the sequel, not the original?
I don't know. But you're bobbing your head around as if you're trying to give me a hint here.
No, I'm just dancing to the phantom music.
All right. So we've got Bruce Springsteen.
Lionel Richie. Go back through.
Yeah, who are the middle two?
Okay, A, Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
B, Phil Collins. C, Bobby Brown. And D, Bruce Springsteen.
I'm going to guess Bruce Springsteen.
You lock in that answer?
I'm locking it in.
Let me reread the question with a little emphasis and see if you can get the right answer. Which famous musician helped the Ghostbusters crack down on phantom crime with a quick cameo in Ghostbusters 2? Which of these famous musicians is more famous?
For crack. So I'm going to go with Bobby Brown on this
Bobby one. Brown. He's in this movie for about 20 seconds.
I don't remember this. I don't remember this.
He asks for a proton pack.
Oh, okay.
And they do not give him one, I'm pretty sure.
Because of the drugs. Because of the drugs. I got
He's going to sell it for crack.
Yeah, you do not want to give that man a proton pack. Got it.
All right.
So I won.
So you
won. Wow, what an easy victory.
You won-ish.
I crushed it.
To fill in the blank, you're going to have to thank.
Excellent title.
Not think.
I got to thank. Got it.
So there are stipulations going into this.
All right, give me these stipulations.
If you win, you get a special rare photo of the individual in question.
Ooh,
today.
I like rare photos.
Since this is a podcast, no one else will get to see it. So, next Wednesday, if you win, there will be you holding your prized rare photo.
Wow.
Pictured on our Facebook account.
So, man.
So listeners have to go to our Facebook. Be sure to like it so you get notified. And next Wednesday, you will see Aaron happily holding his photo.
Yeah.
If you lose, I will videotape you giving a concession speech that I have written for you.
Oh,
and that will be
statement.
That will be on our Facebook
page. Here's the thing. I'm glad there's stakes to this, Chaz, because this suddenly got a little interesting.
Yeah.
But you clearly...
There's no way you're going to win.
The problem is that you wrote a concession speech for me and made the game. So I am doomed.
So if you win, you'll get the picture.
Yeah.
When you lose, you'll have to do the speech.
Excellent. I'm very, very excited.
So, and it's blanks. You have to fill in the blanks in each of these.
Do I get any type of hints?
No.
Of course I don't. Of course I'm not going to get hints.
There are eight of these. If you get two of them, we'll call it a win.
Yikes. That's how rough this is about to be. All right. I don't even know how this game works. So let's fill in some blanks, I guess.
Welcome to fill in the blank. You are going to have to thank Mark Wahlberg edition.
Little did you know, I'm a huge fan. I just play it up.
So what we have is I'll have a sentence. I'll read it with the blank. You fill in the blank, and then I'll give you a fun little fact after each one.
Excellent. I love fun facts about Mark Wahlberg, because there's lots of them.
All right. This is number one. Let me get something to keep score.
Oh, boy.
Good old sticky note.
Don't worry. I'll remind you of the score, Chaz. Okay?
Number one. Including half-siblings, Mark Wahlberg has blank brothers and sisters.
All right. I know he's got a big family. We obviously all know Donnie. Right?
The superhero of the Wahlburgers.
Is he a superhero?
Sure.
Who's... Right? He was in New Kids on the Block, right?
He was the star of New Kids on the Block.
He was the bad boy.
He was the face of that.
I feel like he's got some sisters mixed in there.
Okay.
So you were saying all kids total, including him?
No.
Okay, so just his siblings.
His siblings. He would make
He's got to come, because he's from Boston, so he's probably from an Irish family, and those Irish families just litters of kids.
I'm Irish.
Exactly. Boston Irish, that Catholic Irish is like none other. Okay?
That's true. I'm not Catholic.
So I want to say it's a really large number.
Okay. In the triple digits?
Not triple digits, but again, those Catholic families are kind of wild cards there. I'm going to say he has four siblings, though. I'm going to say he's four. Number five, and there are four siblings.
Okay. So I'm going to read the sentence, and I'll put the correct answer in.
Gosh, I'm about to be bamboozled here. But that's the point of this, is to make me look like a fool. So how foolish do I look right now, Chaz?
Including half-siblings, Mark Wahlberg has 11 brothers.
11. I should have went high. I should have done the Catholic way. Gosh, darn it.
You've already got my fun fact. My fun fact is his mother and father are both of Irish descent and raised Catholic.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
I went against my better judgment, which was go double digits. I should have done it. It's that Boston Catholic, Irish Catholic, man. All right. Well, there you go, Chaz. What's the next one?
0-1 in a game of 8. Wahlberg had two civil action lawsuits filed against him at the age of 15 for throwing rocks and yelling racial slurs at African-American school children. However, he might not remember that, as he developed a cocaine addiction at the age of blank.
All right, so you've at least given me a slight hint, and that it's after the age of 15, because he forgot it after.
Okay. You can take it that way.
Well, all right, so you're right. Maybe he had a cocaine addiction beforehand. Wait, what is it? Is it before or after?
I'm not going to tell you.
Gosh,
that's what makes this fun. I will say before. I'll give you a hint, and it's before.
Before the age of 15, he had a cocaine habit.
Before the age of 15.
Man, Boston is a bad place to grow up. All right?
How's your cocaine habit? You're from
cocaine habit took a long time to take care of, Chaz. Okay?
How far are you from Boston? You used to take the train,
You could take a train in, yeah. And we were like the furthest stop outside of Boston. If we're taking a train, it's like 45 minutes.
Oh, that's
driving.
Further than I thought.
Yeah, it wasn't like the T. It was like a commuter train.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm gonna say he had this at the age of 13.
Okay. Wahlberg had two civil. Wahlberg had two civil action lawsuits filed against him at the age of 15 for throwing rocks and yelling racial slurs at African-American school children. However, he might not remember this, as he developed a cocaine addiction at the age of 13.
Yes!
You got a point.
Oh, yeah! All right, so I feel good about that. I just felt like, you know, with a cocaine habit, at what point do you become really racist when you're deep in the cocaine? And it's like 2 years. It's 2 years. So, you know, I did some math in my head. I did some like cocaine and racism math in my head, and I figured it out.
The fun fact, he dropped out of school at 14, so he had a lot of free time on his hands for rocks.
Excellent.
Question three. You're one for two. So
yes.
Shooting. You only have to get one more right.
These are very. These are really just random shots in the dark. I thought they'd be like movie questions. No, they're like personal life questions. So thank you, Jazz.
You would have had to go on Wikipedia to know any of this. Rolling Stone readers voted him the blank of
1992.
1992?
And it's blank? It's blank. Chaz, come on, man.
You should just think about his life, what he was doing in 92.
Well, that's the thing, is what was he doing in 1992? He was rapping.
Okay.
Right? Wasn't he a rapper?
Okay.
He was, all right,
so,
yeah.
So he what would Rolling Stone's readers have voted him?
It's something rap related. It's music related.
Okay.
He's the up and coming, the whitest rapper of 1992.
Okay. That's your final answer?
I mean,
the whitest rapper.
It's something to do with rap, because I don't think he was really into movies. When did the Reese Witherspoon, what was the name of it? Fear. When did Fear come out?
I don't know.
Did Fear come out in the 80s, late 80s?
I don't know. I can answer this question real soon. Once you lock in an answer.
Is this related to the movie Fear?
Just movies in general.
So it is related to a movie.
I mean,
not movie music.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, I'm trapping you, Chaz.
What I'm going to say after this question has to do with movies.
All right.
Maybe not the question.
I'm just going to say it has something to do with his rap career.
Okay, so your answer is Rolling Stones readers voted him the most something to do with his rap career.
Yes.
Okay. Rolling Stone readers voted him the worst male singer of 1992.
So I was in the ballpark, Chaz.
Okay, I'll give you a fourth of a point for that.
All right, I'll take a fourth of... I'll take anything I can get right now, because I don't know when Fear came out.
I don't know exactly when Fear came out, but I can tell you, after Good Vibrations was the number one, his second album bombed, and he decided to become an actor in 1993.
Think about this man's arc right now, okay? Cocaine at 13, racial slurs at 15, the worst musician, the male singer in 1992, and then just like, I'll just go be an actor. And we're putting him in freaking movies all of the time. Who gets these kind of chances? All right, next question.
Mark Wahlberg does. Okay, so now we're in the movie part of his life.
Yeah.
Although it was not his first gig, Mark Wahlberg had his breakout role in the movie Blank, which he acted opposite Leonardo DiCaprio.
Man.
Is it Fear?
Leonardo DiCaprio is not in Fear. Have you seen Fear?
No.
All right. It's
Is it a Wahlberg worth checking out?
It's a very young Wahlberg.
Okay.
You know, probably the most attractive he's ever been. And he's like full-blown creepy.
Mm.
It's one of those obsessive boyfriend
movies. Oh, okay.
So it gets like really just kind of dumb and over the top by the end of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not the worst.
1996 was Fear.
Oh, okay. So way after.
Yeah.
Man, he did not age great. Okay. So he starred opposite Leonardo DiCaprio in a movie. I'm going to say What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
I'm not going to read these anymore. I'm just going to give you the answer.
Okay.
Answer is Basketball Diaries.
I would have never remembered that. I forgot Leonardo DiCaprio's in that movie.
Yeah, well, fun fact, Wahlberg's character was a drug-addicted high school basketball player. So it
perfect.
It was probably really hard for him to get in the character.
Yes. Think about, he had to do all these, like, you know, case studies and try to figure it out. It must have been really tough.
Trying to get in the mindset of a racist kid. Poor guy. He's got a coke
Poor guy.
This is my favorite question.
Which means it's question the most ridiculous. Go ahead.
Marky Mark has done his fair share of modeling, but they had to airbrush out his blank in all professional work.
So he is very famous for his Calvin Klein underwear ads.
Mm-hmm. What did they have to airbrush out? That was his.
I'm going to guess it's a tattoo.
Okay.
It's a tattoo.
Final answer.
That's my final answer.
We'll read this one. Marky Mark has done his fair share of modeling, but they had to airbrush out his third nipple in all of his professional
Gosh.
Marky Mark has a third nipple.
Can you just get that removed?
I would say. Who knew Mark Wahlberg and Chandler Bing had so much in common?
That is incredible.
Nubbin buddies.
All right, that was the best question. Yeah. They're all downhill from here.
Yeah. We don't have that many anyways, but you only have to get one more right. This should be a fun one for you. Mark Wahlberg has promised to retire from acting at the age of blank in order to focus on being a good parent for his children.
I'm hoping it's like tomorrow. Is it tomorrow?
At the age of tomorrow.
Man, so he's probably, I'm going to guess he's like in his mid-40s.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
What age does your children need to be a good parent?
I'm going to say 55. He says 55.
Okay. Mark Wahlberg has promised to retire from acting at the age of 40 in order to focus on being a good parent to his children.
I'm sorry, how old is he?
He is currently 47.
What the heck, man? This is a trick question.
He said it.
You've been 7 years too late, man.
Yeah.
He just put out 22 Mile or whatever the name of that movie was. What was the name of that dang movie last summer?
He probably was in a movie called 22 Mile. That sounds Wahlberg-y. Let's see.
Yeah, we talked about it the other day.
Yes.
Because that's kind of like a triple frontier style of movie where it's just very bro-y. I think there's literally ninjas and guns in the movie. Come on. Oh, anyway, geez. Go ahead.
Mile 22.
Mile 22. See, I was close. I said 22 Mile.
Yeah.
I know what I'm talking about. All right, let's...
Next question. When he was a teenager, Mark Wahlberg was arrested over 20 times. One of those times was for attempted murder, and he was sentenced to 2 years in jail. He only did blank days.
I'm going to say he only... Man, these are impossible questions.
Right, yeah. I will tell you it's an increment of 5.
10.
So it ends in a 0 or a 5.
10. Okay. He only did 10 days.
He only did 45 days.
Come on now.
And this is question 8. So it all comes down to this moment.
If he was in there for 2 years, he might have never gotten what he got.
Oh, by the way, this statement gives me more questions than any statement I've ever had in my life.
This is going to be the equivalent of when we did the Nick Cage thing of the naked man.
We'll never know.
Eating a fudgicle on Nick Cage's bed, where we will have a million questions. You will hear that statement and you'll ask yourself, wait, what? How? When? And is this that?
Kind of.
All right. I love this.
At the age of 21, he attacked his neighbor unprovoked, leaving him with a fractured jaw. Just attacked him. So this is not 15. This is 21.
And we're saying unprovoked.
Unprovoked,
I'm just going to go attack you.
When it was brought up in an interview, he later said, so he didn't do this. The right thing to do would be to find the blinded man and make amends. Did he blind him? Was he blind before he attacked him? Did he get blinded later in life? Did he attack a blind man and break his jaw?
I think he did. Yeah.
And then just say the right thing to do would be to make amends, but nah.
What? This is... Yeah, okay. But we do not know...
When did this man go blind?
So we don't... We don't know if this man... We don't know who this man is.
No, it was just his neighbor when he was 21.
And he was just like, oh, you're blind. Or I'm going to make you blind.
Yeah.
Or you became blind after the fact.
Right.
So is there a question to this?
No, that was the statement off the 45 days for attempted murder.
Oh.
That was your fun fact.
So you got attempted murder for that?
No, that was a separate thing.
What the heck, man?
He was arrested 20 times.
Oh, my gosh. Just what? Oh. Yeah, that is really weird.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg, what the heck, man?
This one, okay. Wahlberg, this is your last question. Wahlberg took over the "we need a human in this" role from Shia LaBeouf in Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
The Last Knight had a budget of $217 million and earned $130.1 million in North America. Blank of that $217 million budget was just to pay Mark Wahlberg.
Oh my gosh.
So you can guess whatever amount you want. It's probably going to be wrong.
Because I'm going to guess this is an absurd number. This is going to be an absurd number. Here's, like, I'm just going to let you into where my head's at right now.
I will say, before you do that, any number for that movie is an absurd number.
It is.
If they paid him $47, it's an absurd number.
It is. But when your budget's that amount, yes. Here's what I'm going to guess. I think at the height of Johnny Depp, he was pulling in like 100.
Okay.
100 million per movie. I think in his height, he was something stupid like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Wahlberg ever hit his levels, but I don't think he's going to be that far off.
Okay.
So I think Wahlberg, you know, he's going into a series that is making billions of dollars. So he's going to demand a little something because he's bigger than Shia LaBeouf.
Physically. Well, I don't know. Is he physically bigger?
I don't know.
Maybe muscularly, but not taller.
I'm going to go insane here because it's going to be insane. I'm going to say 70.
Oh, man, you were close.
Dang it, man.
$68 million.
You can't tell me.
I will give you a half a point.
Great.
For that.
I got 1.5 points.
You got 1 3/4
points. Oh, 3/4 a point. Oh, excellent.
You were so close to that winning picture. So I will give you the picture anyways.
Thank you.
And you'll do the concession speech.
I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. And as promised, a sneak peek at what movie we will be covering next. What do you think it is?
In a place called Champion City, the forces of good and evil,
Captain Amazing, what a surprise,
are about to collide.
Well, we've always been each other's greatest nemesis. Nemesis.